This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechipiri zvita 16, 2014. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo inoti inobvumirana nebepanhau reHerald kuti vaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru havachakwanisi kuramba vari mumiriri weMount Darwin West kubva pavakasiya basa. Kambani yeChicken Slice nhasi yabvisa chidziro chainge ichishandisa mukushambadzira chikafu chayo muBulawayo mushure mekunge vagari vemudhorobha iri vanyunyuta nekukanganiswa kwechiperengo cheChindevere. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reNational Constitutional Assembly kana kuti NCA uye vachidzidzisa zvemutemo paUniversity of Zimbabwe Professor Lovemore Maduku vanoti vanobvumirana neongororo yebepanhau reHerald yekuti vaive mutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru havachakwanisi kuramba vari mumiriri weMount Darwin West kubva pavakasiya basa. Professor Maduku vanoti kunyange hazvo bumbiro remitemo idzva risinganyatsojekesa mune zvimwe zvikamu zvemutemo, amai Mujuru vanofanirwa kuchisarudza zvavanoda pakati pekuti vaende pamudyandigere vachitambira mari yemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika kana kuita nhengo yeparamende. Vanotiwo ZANU-PF yaitotyora bumbiro remitemo kuti vabate zvigaro zviviri kubva pavakatora mhiko yekuve mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika gore rapera. Bepanhau reHerald rinoti pasi pechikamu 129 chebumbiro remitemo, mutemo unoti kana munhu anenge ari nhengo yeparamende akadomwa kuve mutungamiri kana mutevedzeri wemutungamiri, chigaro chake chinenge chisina munhu. Chikamu 103 chebumbiro remutemo chinotiwo mutungamiri wenyika, mutevedzeri wake kana vakambobata zvigaro izvi havafaniri kutora chimwe chigaro kana kupinda rimwe basa kana vachinge vasiya basa. Professor Maduku vanoti amai Mujuru vanogonawo zvavo kushandisa kusajeka kwebumbiro remutemo mukupikisa nyaya iyi.
Chekutanga ndechekuti bumbiro riripo iri rakauya gore rapera iri rine zvinhu zvakawanda zvisingatombonyatsotaura zvakanaka, uye rine zvinhu zvakawanda zvisingatonzwisisi kuti zviri kuti chimwe chiri kuenda neuko chimwe chichienda neuko. Saka ipapo apa panyaya yavari kutaura chokwadi chavari kutaura chiripo ndechekuti ichokwadi kuti kana munhu akaitwa vice president siti rake rinonzi hapasisina, harinzi rapera paanobviswa pavice president. Siti rake rinobva paanenge angoita vice president. Zvakafanana kuti ukaita futi speaker of parliament siti rako rinobva risisina chimunhu. Saka ramai Mujururu rakatopera kuti harisina munhu raavhakandi panguva iyoyo yavakaitwa vice president. Asi kuti ava vanhu veZANU-PF vaingozviregedza because nguva iyoyo zvanga zvisingavabatsiri. Vanoita zviya zvinonzi muchirungu selective application. Nhasi mutemo unoutedza kana uchienderana nezvaunoda. Saka nguva iyoyo vanga vasingazvidi zvekuti vanzi havana sipiti. But izvezvizvi vaakuzvida, vaakutedza mutemo. Asi ndiwo mutemo iwowo.
Asi vanokwanisa here kuzokwikwidza musarudzo dzinoteera? Nekuti tinoona kuti vebepanhau reHerald vari kuti zvakare mutemo hauchavabvumidza kana kuzotsvaga kuti vange vachimirira zvakare Mount Darwin West.
Ipapa hapana kunyatsoita zvakanaka, vari kunyanyotaura zvisizvo. Asi pane chichokwadi, chokwadi ndechekuti kana wabva pauvice president unotambira pensheni yako, mari yako yaunopuwa mwedzi nemwedzi yakangofanana nesalari yavice president anenge aripo. Asi kana wazoda kutsvaga chimwe chigaro sei wauda kudzoka mupolitics, uda kuita president kana uda kuita MP, unofanira kutanga waramba izvi zvekuti pensheni hauchatambiri pensheni yako iya yawaitambira kana ukasarudza. Ukasarudza ukaita MP unofanira kusarudza kuti uchida kuita MP here kana uchida kudya pensheni. Tisingabvumidzwi kudya pensheni yako yeuvice president uguri futi pabasa rekuti uri MP kana kuti uri president. Saka vanobvumidzwa kuti vatende some member of parliament. Vachitenda some member of parliament vanozoti kana vakawina member of parliament vasati vazotora chigaro chekuti ndakuita MP vanofanira kutanga vachibuda kubva papension.
Panga pasingachikoro here mutemo zvekuti ivo vanogona kuzoshandisa izvozvo pakukwikwidza kana vakanga vanzi vasiye chigaro?
Hapanga pechigurwa mutemo asi havakwanisi kuzvikwikwidza nekuti kubva kwakaita siti ravo kwakabva nekuti ndo zvakataurwa nebumbiro remutemo. Bumbiro remutemo rakanga richiti vanga vasiri MP, ivi ndo ivo vaizviti nezano yavo nevanhu vavaingonzi MP. Panga pasitorina vanga vasiri MP ipapo.
Vanga vari mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reNational Constitutional Assembly kana NCA, Professor Love Momaduku, vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Kambani yeChicken Slice nasi yabvisa chidziro chainge chishandisa mukushambadzira chikafu chayo muguta reBulawayo. Mushure mekunge vagari vemudhorobha iri vanyunyuta nekukanganiswa kwechiperengo cherurimi rwendebele. Kambani iyi yakanga yakakanganisa chiperengo chevara rinoti umkwenyana, izvo zvakapa kuti vagari vemunzvimbo iyi vakawanda vanotaura rurimi urwo vanyunyute paFacebook nepaTwitter. Nasi kambani iyi yabvisa chidziro ichi ikaisa chakanyorwa nechirungu chete. Akawanda makambani ari kushoropodzwawo nevanhu vanotaura rurimi rwendevele nekunyora zviperengo zvisiri izvo, anosanganisira NetOne neDelta Beverages. Asi vamwe vanotaura rurimi rwechishona vari kuchemawo vachiti dambudziko iri rinowanikwa zvakare mururimi rwechishona. Mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata mutungamiri wesangano revarairidzi reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti PTUZ uye vachidzidzisa paMasvingo State University vatakawafira zhou kuti tinzwe upfungwa dzavo.
Kambani inenge yangofunga kuisa billboard yotobvunza vanhu vainayo yotofunga kuti zviri nani kuti mwanonyora pane kuti inde kunana mazvikokota venzvimbo iyoyo ivabvunze. Saka kupenga kuti unoona munhu achibva kuHarare achinonyora billboard kumatebeneland asina kubvunza vanhu vari mulocal area imomo kuti mulocal area vanonyora sei. Zvimwe chetezvo zvinoenderana kana toenda kunana Masvingo, unowana kuti kupereswa kwamavara kunenge kwakasiyana nokuti munhu abva kuHarare anofunga kuti zvezuru nechikaranga zvakafanana. Kumanikalendi zvekare vanenge vachitaura chimanyika chavo vachitaura kuti kuna na hope, munhu asingazivi kuti hope chinyi anenge achiofunga kuti hai hope dzokunzwaro kuda kurara yeti munhu wekumanikalendi anatitorewa kuti ifesi yemunhu ini ndiyo inonzi hope kuti sekuru vakaisa hope yavo pasi achiva kuti vakatarisa pasi. Saka zvatinokurudzira chete ndokuti chese chese chinoitwa munzvimbo ngationewo kuti tatsvaka nyanzvi dzinobva kunzvimbo idzodzo ende uye taita maiso kwazvo nyemba kusagarungwa, kwete zongoti ndine mari rega ndinoita ikoko ndiite zvandinoda.
Saka rogadzirwa sei dambudziko iri vazho?
Dambudziko tatirakachipa kugadzirisa iri. Kuna namazvikokota zvemalanguage tinavo mumayunivhesitis, tina mayunivhesiti akawanda anana mazvikokota emalanguages iko zvino akupfuura 10. University of Zimbabwe, Midlands State University, Great Zimbabwe University, Nasi, Lupani University, kuna nyanzvi vana mazvikokota even vamalanguages. Kunge tisina kuti tiinde munzi but even tatora nyanzvi dzakadaro tinodawo kuti nyanzvi idzi mafungiro adzo anga anoenderanawo nevanhu vemunzvimbo imomo kuti vana mazvikokota ngavabvunzewo vanhu vemulocal imomo vaone kuti zvinoenderanawo here nemutauro wavo. Uyezve hurumende kana ichiita purani kana makambani achida kupurana ngaasamanya kuti aiteyo because ane mari, ngaatsvage vanhu vanoruzivo kuti vaite zvinhu zvisingashoresi muupenyu, zvinhu zvinopa udzamu uye chiremera nerespect. Pane kuti munoisa billboard rokuliwa kana kuti munoisa stechi yamukomo diki diki inoratidza kuti hasi munhu akakosha serei mozoipula dhani makuzoisa hombe, zvinongoreva kuti hapana jekerere, hapana unyanzvi, hapana zvekubvunza kana kuongororo nekubvunzurudza kwakasimba.
Vataka wafira zhou, vano dzidzisa pamasvingo State University, uye vari mutungamiri wesangano revarairidzire PTUZ, vanga vachitaura vari parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7, tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemtande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, musakanganwa kuti munokwanisawo kutibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa12080 ne 15455 kHz pashortwave. Tinoda kuzivisaiwo vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voashona. Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu inoti www.facebook.com/voashona. Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Gurukota rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muAmerica vaJohn Kerry vari kusangana nhasi nemukuru wenhaurirano muPalestine vaSaeb Erekat. Izvi zviri kuitwa pamberi pechisungo cheUnited Nations Security Council chinopa Israel zuva rekupedzisira kuti inge yabuda munzvimbo dzemuPalestine. Hurukuro dziri kuitirwa muLondon uye dzinotevera kumira mumaguta akawanda kwavaKerry vachiedza kuona kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, izvo zvinosanganisira hurukuro nemutungamiri wehurumende yemuIsrael vaBenjamin Netanyahu muRome pamwe nemakurukota anoona nezvekunze kweFrance, Britain neGerman muParis. Kupambwa kwechikoro muPakistan nechikwata cheTaliban kwasvika kumagumo asi kwasiya vanhu 130 vafa, vazhinji vavo vari vadzidzi. Chikwata chevarwisi vechiIslam ichi changa chakapfeka mbatya dzemauto uye varwisi vakazvisungirira zvombo zvinoputika ndokurwisa nzvimbo inoshandiswa nemauto kumadzanyemba kwakadziva kumavirira kweguta rePeshawar. Mutauriri wemauto anoti mauto auraya varwisi ava vatanhatu. Mutungamiri weAustralia vaTony Abbott vatsanangudza kuitwa unapwa kwakaitwa vanhu mumba yekudyira muSydney sechiitiko chakakonzerwa nemunhu anorwara mupfungwa mushuviro yepfungwa dzakavhiringidzika. VaAbbott vabatana nhasi nevanhu vemunyika yavo mukuchema vanhu vakafa muchiitiko ichi. Vanhu vaviri vanga vakambunyikidzwa mumba yekudyira iyi vakafa, uye murume anga aine pfuti mumwe chete akafawo mukuridzirana pfuti kwaakaita nemapurisa. Mushure mekuisa maruva panzvimbo yanga ichirangarirwa vafi, vaAbbott vatsanangudza murume akaberekerwa kuIran uyu semunhu ane zvinomunetsa zvakadzama, munhu ane nhoroondo yekuparadza mhosva uye ane pfungwa dzisina kugadzikana uye anoita zvinopfurikidza zviri pamwero. Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa12080 ne 15455 kHz pashortwave.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa12080 ne pa15455 kHz pashortwave. Munokwanisawo kutibata pachannel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWisdom kubva pa9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri paWisdom, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva voribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaInternet pa www.channelzim.net.
Ino Studio 7, anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri mu Washington DC. Mumiriri wedu nirarare West mudare paramende uye vari nengwe MDCT muzvare Jesse Majome vanoti vachange vachishanda nemamwe magweta kuti vape ruzivo rwemitemo kuvagari vemudunhu ravo nemusi wemugovera pa Westgate Shopping Center muHarare. Muzvare Majome vanoti vachapa ruzivo urwu kuvagari vemudunhu mavo pachena vachishanda nemamwe masangano anoshanda nezvemitemo. Muzvare Majome vanotiwo vari kuita izvi semucherechedzo wemazuva ekutsvaga kupedza kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai pamwe nevanasikana we 16 days of gender-based violence achangopera pasi rose. Mamwe masangano ari kupa ruzivo rwemitemo pachena anosanganisira sangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights iro riri kuita izvi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana muHarare. Mavlas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 ataura namuzvare Majome nezveurongwa hwavo.
Muna 2013 Avondale kwakamhangarwa ka31 nezvedomestic violence. Muna 2014 kwakamhangarwa ka36 saka pawezera ne21%. PaMaybelline kune yakawanda chaizvo. Muna 2013 kwakamhangarwa nevanhu 75. Muna 2014 vanga va 91. Uyezve rape chaiyo iko yekubatwa chibharo. Ndinofara kuti muna 2014 kwakamhangarwa 5 yakati dererei. PaMaybelline yakakwira chaizvo chibharo muMaybelline. PaMaybelline police station kwakamhangarwa katatu. Gore rino vakasvika 11 vakamhangara zvichireva kuti 267%. Mhosva zvakare yekunge uchirara nemwana mudiki ainzi statutory rape. Muna 2013 kuAvondale vakanga vari 5 vakamhangarwa. Ndinofara kuti vaderera vaviri gore rino. PaMaybelline vakanga vari 5 gore rakapera. Gore rino va 6 vakamhangara kuti vakakararwa nevana vadiki.
Ndedzipi dzimwe nzira dzemhirizhonga dzamanga muchiona dziri kukwira imo mudunhu renyu reHarare West?
Pane inonzi indecent assault pamutemo inova kubata munhukadzi kana munhurume panhengo dzisina kufanira zvisina kunaka. Avondale ndiri kufara kuti kwaderera, handizvo kuti chii chiri kuitika kuAvondale. Kuti Avondale inobata pati yeAvonlea iri muHarare West asi ichizobata kumwewo. Avonlea zvakare indecent assault yekubata kana kudya mahafu yakanga ari maviri mareports gore rapera gore rino imwe chete. Asi aggravated assault yekuedza kubata chibharo gore rakapera kwakanga kusina gore rino kune imwe chete. Asi kuMaybelline zvakare nyaya yekurara nevana vadiki vaive 5 muna 2013 gore rino i6 yakawedzera nemwe chete. Indecent assault yekadzikira yakanga iri 8 yava 6. Muna 2013 kwakakone munhu mumwe chete akaedza kubata chibharo gore rino zvawedzera. Saka zvine uwandu hwakakura nekuti maripoti akawanda uyezve vanhu vanomhangara vatori vashoma pane genetic. Asi ndotokurudzira vanhu kuti vamhangare chaizvo anenge abatwa zvekunze kwemutemo zvakaipa. Mumanyaya munomhangara mumapurisa vane mavictim friendly unit.
Avanga vari mumiriri wedunhu reHarare West muparamende uye vari nhengo yeMDCT mutsvare Jesse Majome vachitaura naMavlas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare. Sangano reNational Blood Services Zimbabwe rinoti rabatana nemamwe masangano mukuita zvirongwa zvekukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vape ropa. Sangano iri rinoti riri kukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vapinde muchirongwa ichi kuitira kuti pave neropa rakakwana rekushandisa panguva yezororo reKrisimusi negoredzva apo panowanzoitika njodzi dzakawanda. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano iri muzvare Esther Masunda vanoti sangano ravo rinoda ropa rinosvika 9135 units. Mavlas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 aita huru kurona muzvare Masunda kuti tinzwe nezvechirongwa chavo.
Zvirongwa zvedu takazvitanga musi wa2 December 2014. Tine campaign yatinoti festive season campaign yatiri kutarisira kuwana ropa kubva kune mayouth nemaadults. Takatarisira kucollecta 9135 units of blood. Tine chirongwa futi chiri kuranwa neclub yedu inonzi Pledge 25 Club Zimbabwe. Pledge 25 Club Zimbabwe iclub yemayouth inopledge kuti inodonata ropa at least 25 times before they reach the age of 30. Saka iwo vari kuitawo macampaigns avo and the Pledge 25 Club ino contributor about 15% of the national collections atino collecta reropa. Saka ndo mamwe maactivities atinawo kumaclinic edu throughout the country. Tine macampaigns atiri kuita, tine mapartners edu akatisponsorawo nemaincentives ekupa madonors edu. We have to tirikushedzera tirikukwanisa kushedzera muradio nenzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana nemusocial media kuti vanhu vauye kuzodonata blood. Saka tirikuona kuti tinokwanisa kuwana ropa rinokwanisa kumita demand.
Pakutorwa kweropa iri ndeipi type yeropa yamuri kuona imi iri kunyanyodiwa nevazhinji munyika?
Ropa rinowanzodikanwa muzvipatara ndere blood group O. Blood group iri rinokwanisa kupa kune madhona ese vari kunida ropa, asi ivo kana vakurida vanhu vane blood group O vanofanira kupiwa nemu O. Saka blood group iroro rine demand yakakura, ndo rine demand yakakura kuzvipatara, ndo ravanowanzo oda iroro rine demand yakakwirira. Saka isusu seNational Blood Service Zimbabwe tine kampeni yatinoitira futi magroup O donors kuti tikwanise kuwana magroup O donors, uyezve tine donor base yeover 50,000 active blood donors munyika. Tinopinda mudonor base yedu imomo totarisa tonoti maon donors atinavo ndevapi, ndevapi vari juu, tovaita call in kuti vadonete blood, especially nguva ino yakadai tinoinsure kuti tinoshedza mao donor edu, uyezve tinenge tichivhizitira makampani vasati vavhara.
Vanga vari muzvare Esther Masunda, vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reNational Blood Services Zimbabwe, vanga vachitaura naMavlas Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare. Taakukuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 kwaari kusangana nevaive gurukota rezvemari uye vari nhengo yeMDC Renewal Team vatendai bete. Blessing, tinokugamuchira paStudio 7.
Aiwa, tinotenda Jonga.
Vateereri vangada kuziva kuti musangano wauri kupinda uyu uri kupindwawo navabiti musangano wei?
Musangano uyu ndevavabiti avo vari kushanya muno muAmerica vakadaidzwa ivo neinonzi Center for Global Development kuti vambowedzere dzidzo yavo vachimbozororawo vachinyora nezvezvinhu zvatingati vakaonawo vari muhurumende yemubatanidzwa.
Saka vabiti zvii zvavapakura pamusangano iwoyu?
Vabiti vabata-bata nyaya dzakawanda kusanganisa nyaya dzezvakaitika vari muhurumende yemubatanidzwa umo vanoti pavakasvika vakasvikosangana nematambudziko makukutu, nekuti vakangosvika vachinzi pane mari inosvika 4 million muakaunti yehurumende asi po pachidiwa 30 million yekubhadhara vashandi zuva racho rinoteera. Saka vanga vachipi zvanga zviri zvinhu zvakaoma, asi vataurawo dzimwe nyaya dzakati wandei wandei, kusanganisawo nyaya yekudomwa kwavamunangagwa semutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika, vachiti ivo havaone paine ramangwana rakajeka navamunangagwa, asi kuti vanga vachikurudzira vechidiki muZimbabwe kuti vange vachibatana kuti vaone kuti remangwana ravo rakajeka, nekuti vakada kungomirira zvinenge zvichibva kuZANU-PF handi zvinhu zvingavapatsira.
Ivo semutungamiriwo kana kuti seimwe nhengo iri kutungamira bato rinopikisa, zvii zvavataurawo kuti bato ravo ringabatsirawo mukugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika kana vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vasangotarisira kuZANU-PF chete?
Vataura ivo kuti bato ravo chariri kurudzira inyaya yekuti pange paine kubatana kwemapato ose. Vakatiwo izvi zvinosanganisawo vamwe vari kuZANU-PF vanoda kuti nyika ifambire mberi, vachiti pasina kubatana ikokoko aiwa nyika inoramba yakatarisana nemawere.
Vane zvavari kuitawo here mukukurudzirawo mamwe masangano anga achimbopawo rubatsiro kuhurumende yeZimbabwe munguva yavo vari gurukota rezveupfumi kuti arambewo achienderera mberi kuti vana veZimbabwe varerukirwe?
Vataura kuti zvakakosha zvikuru kuti kunyange hazvo Zimbabwe iine matambudziko, masangano anobatsira aya anofanira kuramba achidyidzana neZimbabwe. Vakapawo semuenzaniso kune vamwe vanga vachibvunza kuti vangatange here mabhizimisi kunyika, kuti pari zvino nyika yeBritain ndo itori nemabhizimisi akawanda muZimbabwe imomo. Vakati nyika dzakaita sana China, vana India nana South Africa dziri kuuya kuzouchika mari muZimbabwe. Nekudaro zvakakoshawo kuti vamwe vana muzvina bhizimisi vemuAmerica vange vachipindawo muZimbabwe kunotanga mabhizimisi, asi vachiyambirawo kuti zvinhu munyaya dzezvemitemo yeZimbabwe zvinenge zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Vachipakurudzira kuti hurumende ibvise mutemo ya wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema, vachiti hauna kujeka, nekuti iko zvinova kuti mumwe anonzi unobatwa nemutemo iyoyo, mumwe achinzi haubatwi nemutemo iyoyo, vachitaura kuti mutemo kana wadaro waipa unenge woda kubviswa, waakutokanganisa vevabhizimisi.
Vateereri vangadawo kuziva kuti ndivanani vapinda mumusangano iwoyu?
musangano vapindwa nezvipanga mazano zvakawanda kubva kumasangano ari muno muAmerica vanoita zvematongerwo enyika kuchitiwo vamwe vari mumasangano akazvimirira aya atinoti ma-non-governmental organization nevamwewo vakuru vemuhurumende yemuAmerica nevamwe vabvawo kumuzinda weZimbabwe muno muAmerica.
Vabiti vataurawo here nenyaya yekutiwo kana vaine njere dzavainadzo dzakambokumbirwawo here nehurumende iripo iye zvino kuti vange vachibatsirawo?
Aiwa, pari zvino vati kudyidzana ikoko hapana. Zvinova zvinhu zvavashora zvikuru, vachiti pavanga vari muhurumende yembatanidzwa hapana zvakanyatsoitwa zvekuti vazokwanise kuti varambe vachidyidzana. Zvinova zvinhu zvavati zvanga zvakakosha kuti parambe pachidyidzana pakati pemapato ese ari muZimbabwe kuti nyika ienderere mberi. Asi vati nyika haina kunyatsojeka kuti iri kuda kuenda kupi kana kuti iye yatingati common vision.
Ko remangwana renyika munyaya dzeupfumi pamwe nezvematongerwo enyika pane zvavataurawo nezvazvo here?
Munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vataura ivo vasimbisa kuti vanhu vanofanira kubatana uye vechidiki havafaniri kugarira maoko, vanofanira kunge vachinyoresa kuti vavhote. Panyaya dzezveupfumi vari kuti ivo vachinamasa vari kurwa hondo vega, nekuti ndo vanenge vari kungotaura zvekuti upfumi hugadziriswe Zimbabwe ishande nenyika dzakaita nemasangano akaita sana IMF, asi vamwe muhurumende vati zvinenge zvichiri kunetsa.
Ko vapindawo mumusangano vane mibvunzo yavasimudzawo here ingadawo kuzivikana nevana veZimbabwe kuti vabiti vaibatawo zvakadii?
Vazhinji vanga vachibvunza kuti vangatange sei mumabhizimisi muZimbabwe, ndo vakawanda vacho vachibvunzawo nenyaya dzezvirango. Vabiti vataura kuti panyaya yekutanga mabhizimisi vanhu vakasununguka kuti vange vachipinda muZimbabwe, nekuti asi havafaniri kuti vabva vatarisira kuti yoita kunge pfimbi yegudo kungoti vakangopfimbika nhasi mangwana vobva vatonokohwa. Vati inyaya yekuti inotoda nguva yekuti vagare pasi vachiisa mainvestments avo kana kuuchika mari. Asi vakati panoda vanhu vane mwoyo murefu, nekuti mimwe mitemo irimo muZimbabwe imomomo inotinesei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Blessing, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 ari parunare muno muWashington DC. Muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nezvezvirongwa zviri kuitwa nedzimwe nhengo dzedare reparamende pamwe nemamwewo masangano akazvimirira mukupa ruzivo rwezvemitemo pachena kuvagari veguta reHarare. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai. Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure palive talk. Yashika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amatumira. Yekutanga inoti, Jonga, Sandra Nyaira, Chris Gande naMavlas, basa munogona henyu, ndipireiwo sando kuna Filmon Vambe, Vincent Padiwa from LSY. Mumwe muteerera anoti, muri sei kune basa mukoma Jonga, kuno basa raramba kutamba, patati timirewo, tirimewo fodya, mvura yaramba kunaya. Ndini Simba Mau kuchenda mbuya kwarusape, ndifarisireiwo chibaya moyo changu wini pakwekwe apo. Mumwe anoti, Blessing na Jonga makasimba here? Ndisweresereiwo vose vekwamutema chani kuno kuzhizha, kuno zhizha ratanga asi mabasa ndo anetsa munyika, munyori haana kuisa zita rake. Aiva vateereri, semazuva ose nguva ndoine shanje, asi tinoti rambai muchinyora nekutumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuno kuStudio 7. Sezvango yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau. Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvemitemo inoti inobvumirana nebepanhau reHerald kuti vaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru havachakwanisi kuramba vari mumiriri wedare reparamende vakamirira Mount Darwin West. Kambani yeChicken Slice nhasi yabvisa chidziro chainge ichishandisa mukushambadzira chikafu chaye muBulawayo mushure mekunge vagari vemudhorobha iri vanyunyuta. Tava tashuka kumagume chirongwa chedu. Anokuone kaine mufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiya imina Chris Gande na Sandra Nyaira.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 16, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening. Less than a week before sacking former Vice President Joyce Mujuru from her position, President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF is tightening the screws as it tries to eject the late late General Solomon Mujuru's widow from Parliament.
What is correct is that if you are a Vice President, the moment you become Vice President, your seat as a Member of Parliament falls vacant. Just like if you become a Speaker of Parliament, when you are an MP, your seat falls vacant. If you become the President of the Senate, when you are also a Member of Parliament, your seat becomes vacant.
A fast food giant Chicken Slice was today forced to pull down a billboard advertising its food in Bulawayo after locals expressed outrage over a wrong Ndebele spelling.
It is a product of failure to consult experts in language policy and also failure even to consult local people in terms of the correct language and spelling.
And Harare West lawmaker Jesse Majome says she will push Justice Minister and Deputy President Emmerson Mnangagwa to respond to her motion in Parliament calling for stiffer sentences for rapists.
Gender-based violence has health implications as well as policing implications, so they haven't responded yet.
It seems...
It seems like it never rains but pours for former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Before the ink on President Robert Mugabe's letter sacking year has even dried up, apparatchiks in ZANU-PF are doing all they can to dump her into the country's political dustbin. After losing her post to Emmerson Mnangagwa, all she had left was her parliamentary seat in Mount Darien. But the Herald newspaper, which analysts claim is being used by a faction in ZANU-PF to destroy her completely, today started the push to have her eject from Parliament, saying she was illegally holding onto the seat following her swearing in as Deputy President last year. That is according to the country's constitution. National Constitutional Assembly President and University of Zimbabwe law lecturer Professor Love Momaduku agrees with the Herald analysis that former Vice President Mrs. Mujuru can no longer represent Mount Darien West in Parliament. Professor Maduku tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that ZANU-PF knew that it was against the Constitution for Mrs. Mujuru to serve the country in two capacities, but they did not act because the governing party has over the years applied the law selectively and also because she was still regarded as one of them.
I think that is partly correct and partly wrong. What is correct is that if you are a Vice President, the moment you become Vice President, your seat as a Member of Parliament falls vacant. Just like if you become a Speaker of Parliament, when you are an MP, your seat falls vacant. If you become the President of the Senate, when you are also a Member of Parliament, your seat becomes vacant. So in this case, Vice President Mujuru's seat became vacant when she became Vice President. It doesn't matter that she was still regarded as an MP because the Constitution was clear on that. But what is not correct is that she can no longer stand. What the Constitution says is if you want to stand as an MP when you are a former Vice President who is receiving a pension, you must then give up your pension. You must then stop receiving a pension the moment you win your election as a Member of Parliament. So she can stand as an MP. If she wins, before she takes oath as an MP, she must renounce her pension. She must give away her pension and then receive the salary of an MP. But if she doesn't renounce, then she will not be qualified to become an MP.
Is the constitution clear if she argues that the constitution will be effective after 10 years, as is the case with the running mate?
She'll have a good argument, but it will depend on how the constitutional court will decide it. The reason why I'm saying she'll have a good argument is that there is confusion in the current constitution. It has so many confusing provisions because there are two types of vice presidents there. The first type of vice president is a vice president who is elected at the same time with the president, who is called a running mate. This vice president will become vice president 10 years from last year, in 2023, if the constitution is still like that. It may be amended before that. Then the second vice president is the vice president who is currently there, who is appointed and dismissed by the president. So it is possible for a person to argue that instructions that refer to detention for the vice president, it is referring to a vice president who will become vice president in 2023. If that is the case, then yeah, if the court accepts that, she might get a good argument.
But can she contest this in court?
Yeah, she can contest it in court. She must try it if she wants to try it. If she finds that it is disadvantaging her, if she finds that the interpretation we are currently giving is against what she wants, she must try and take it to a court. Only a court will give a final decision. I must tell the listeners that law is not something that is like mathematics, where 1 + 1 = 2. In law, it is always dependent on who is interpreting the provision.
That was National Constitutional Assembly leader Professor Lovemore Maduku on the line from Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Meanwhile, former ZANU-PF Matabeleland South Chairman Andrew Langa says he's prepared to work with the new party leadership in his province following a vote of no confidence passed on him before the party's Congress on allegations of working with ousted former Vice President Joyce Mujuru to unseat President Robert Mugabe. 9 other ZANU-PF provincial chairpersons and 8 cabinet ministers faced a similar fate. The party says it has since halted suspensions pending guidelines from the commissariat with the authority of the Politburo and Central Committee under the guidance of President Mugabe. Langa, who is also the sports minister and member of parliament for Insiza North, brushed aside the allegations leveled against him and tells reporter Standigile Mhlanga that what matters is that he is still loyal to his party, which he says emerged much stronger from the Congress.
We had our Congress 2 weeks ago, which went on very well, which ushered His Excellency as First Secretary of the Party, which also ushered Umama, Dr. Grace, as the Secretary for Women's Affairs, which also ushered in our new brand, the Deputy President's Vice President, to Emmerson Mnangagwa, and Lord Tegezela Mpogo. Yes, I remain a party cadre who supports ZANU-PF, who will continue to work tirelessly for the party, because that's the party which I know in my life. What I can say is ZANU-PF is doing very well, and I believe it's now much more stronger, especially with the coming in of Emmerson Mnangagwa and Tegezela Mpogo.
How are you working with people you used to lead in the province and who passed a vote of no confidence in you? Is it easy?
It is cordial. It's very good. We have no grudges in ZANU-PF. We still have to work together for the good of the future of our party. They did not fire me from the party. They passed a vote of no confidence. And I'm happy also to accept that someone leaves the party. I'll still give all my weight and support.
That was Insiza North Member of Parliament and former Matabeleland South ZANU-PF Chairman Andrew Langa on the line from Bulawayo.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, a visiting fellow at the Center for Global Development, spoke in Washington, D.C. today about his experience as the Finance Minister of Zimbabwe from 2009 to 2013. He is expected to talk more about the successes, challenges and frustrations of trying to turn the country's economy around in the face of hyperinflation, collapsing public institutions and a precarious political coalition. Our reporter Blessing Zulu attended the meeting. Blessing
blessing. Welcome.
Thank you, Sandra.
If you can just update us on what Mr. Biti had to say about the time that he was in the government as finance minister from 2009 to 2013.
Of course, he said that there were many challenges that they faced in trying to work together as different political entities. But he emphasized that it was, to him, it was actually good because most African countries have a problem of political parties that do not work together, that do not have a common vision. So he said that the government of national unity gave them that opportunity to work together for Zimbabwe that he has one vision and one goal.
He did believe that there was that unanimity in the government that, you know, they wanted to achieve the same things in making sure that the ordinary life, the ordinary person in Zimbabwe hears what they really want to survive.
Indeed, because he was saying that the problem with the zero-sum game in most African countries is that at the end of the day, it's only a few individuals who get rich at the expense of the poor. But of course, his biggest regret was that there was nothing that was done to sustain that even after the government of national unity.
Also, Blessing, did he have like a solution to what the problems, how the problems of the country can be solved?
He is placing his faith in the youth, saying that at least if you look at the demographics, 60% of the population are actually the youth. So he's saying that it's now in the hands of the youth. To quote him, he said that he does not believe that the 2014 class of the ZANU-PF Congress will be able to resolve the economic problems and other political problems that are affecting the nation at the moment.
It's interesting, Blessing, that also he quotes the 2014 class of ZANU-PF that includes Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, you know, as the leader who people are looking at and touting as a possible successor to Mr. Mugabe. He himself, Mr. Biti, has now turned, you know, into a political leader of another formation of the MDC. How does he see that panning out in terms of trying to resolve the issues facing the ordinary person in Zimbabwe?
Basically, what he was saying was that all Zimbabweans must work together, even the moderates, you know, to try and fight the mentality that he called the little big men in African politics, citing the example of Mr. Mugabe, the late Mobutu Sese Seko, saying that those kind of leaders have actually led to the underdevelopment of Africa. So to Mr. Mnangagwa's appointment, he was dismissive and saying that Zimbabweans should actually look beyond Mnangagwa. And like I said, he was placing his faith in the youth trying to renew the Zimbabwe dream.
Did he touch on any of the government policies currently, like Zim Asset?
He did not talk about Zim Asset, but he did talk about the indigenization law, saying that you know, it's only that there are people who are lacking courage in government who should just tell Mr. Mugabe that it must be removed, because he was saying that it was not working in that, you know, one investor will be told that, you know, it applies. The next investor will be told that it won't apply to him or her. And as a result, he was saying that if a law is like that, it is no longer a law. So it should simply be scrapped, because he was saying that 51-49% share ownership is the one that is actually leading to investor flight.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Zulu. I'm sure the listeners will be, you know, hearing more on Mr. Biti and what he's doing as a fellow at the Center for Global Development tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
A fast food eatery, Chicken Slice, was today forced to pull down a billboard advertising its food in Bulawayo after locals expressed outrage over a wrong Ndebele spelling. The outlet opened its first joint in the second city on Saturday and immediately caught the ire of Ndebele speakers when it mounted a billboard with a wrong spelling of Umkhwenyana. The entire Ndebele sentence was also grammatically incorrect. Net One is also in hot soup over a wrong spelling of Amhlope in a newspaper advert. Several other companies have faced a similar criticism. Some say the language errors are not also prevalent in the Shona language. Reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached Ndebele linguist Samukele Hadebe.
There are people who can write proper Ndebele, who can assist in the correct or accepted language. But with this prevalence of mispronunciation, the wrong spelling, one cannot speak this either to ignorance or to mistakes or sheer errors or lack of responsibility on the concerned individual or company. As citizens and corporate bodies, we are all supposed to be responsive and take into cognizance local sensitivity wherever people are operating, so that we do not hear this unnecessary animosity and the people feel that you undermine their language, you undermine their culture.
That was Ndebele linguist Samukele Hadebe in Bulawayo. We also reached PTUZ President Takabafira Joe.
It is a product of failure to consult experts in language policy and also failure even to consult local people in terms of the correct language and spelling. It is also indicative of the arrogance of companies as well as arrogance of even government that thinks that by virtue of raising money, you can do whatever you want anyway without consulting people. So such behavior is really wrong, because people assume that by virtue of raising money, then you have monopoly of wisdom, you have monopoly of knowledge. Yet, when you do something which you want to benefit the local people, which you want the state to benefit, it is always important to consult wisely and to consult the rightful people and professionals rather than to put politics or money in front of widespread consultation.
How can this problem be addressed?
It is a simple process. If a company wants to put something in a particular place, the first thing is to consult the professionals. We have a lot of these professionals or language gurus in universities.
That was PTUZ President Takabafira Joe speaking to Studio 7 on the line from Maswingo.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Chris, now we take a look at regional and international news.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met today with Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat ahead of the likely introduction of a draft U.N. Security Council resolution that would set a deadline for Israel's withdrawal from Palestinian territories.
The siege of a school in Pakistan by Taliban militants has ended, leaving at least 130 people dead, most of them students. Islamist militants wearing military uniforms and strapped with explosives attacked the military-run facility in the northwestern city of Peshawar.
And the value of the Russian ruble plummeted to new lows today, even after the central bank imposed its biggest interest rate increase in 16 years in an emergency attempt to prop up the rapidly declining currency.
Harare West lawmaker Jessima Jome says she will push Justice Minister and Deputy President Emmerson Mnangagwa to respond to a motion in Parliament calling for stiffer sentences for rapists as the country looks for ways through which to reduce gender-based violence. The MDCT lawmaker, who this Saturday will be holding free legal clinics at Westgate Shopping Centre for her constituents as part of what she says is her human rights and civic activism-based community empowerment, says she will not relent in her quest for tougher sentences for rapists.
It was actually part of my 2013 16 days of activism campaign, but I was blocked in Parliament and was only able to give notice of it in February. It's a motion for a better official response, a formal legal response on rape and gender-based violence, which aims to push up the sentencing so that sentencing is as severe as the punishment, so that sentence for rape starts as a minimum of 30 years going upwards, and that they be lower ceiling so that you can't go below a certain number of years for any other offences. And I am so happy to note that because my motion has been debated in Parliament, it has received support from across the political divide, and the Minister of Justice and reminded him that he hasn't responded to my motion and asked him to come, and he did respond to it, and he responded to it favorably by agreeing that mandatory stiff sentences and minimum mandatory sentences are now required. And I'm encouraged to note that I haven't yet wound up my motion because I've reminded the Minister of Home Affairs as well as the Minister of Health to also respond to my motion because it also addresses gender-based violence has health implications as well as policing implications. So they haven't responded yet. I'm going to remind them again to come and respond so that I can wind it up.
Majome says free legal clinics are important for people in Zimbabwe who cannot afford.
On Saturday, the 20th of December, shall be holding a constituency legal aid clinic where everyone, for those who are in Harare West who require free legal advice, can come to receive advice, mainly on gender-based violence and on human rights, or even any other issues, but I'm giving priority to gender-based violence and human rights issues generally. But all are welcome to come because this is my way of to mark the end of the commemoration of the 16 days of activism on gender-based violence that ended on International Human Rights Day on 10 December with the theme Human Rights 365. And this is my way of trying to promote a culture of human rights in Harare West as well as observation of peace to women and their security.
That was Harare West lawmaker Jesse Majome speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye from Harare. Chris, it's that time of the year once again when everyone, especially women or mayoresses in our cities, continue to ask for donations. Today, the city of Chitungwiza is continuing with its call for donations for its annual Christmas cheer fund that is geared towards providing holiday goods to those in need. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Mayoress Alice Mtoti, who says this year they are expecting to assist more families than last year.
Last year, we didn't do well. We got some few goods and we distributed them in June, which were supposed to be given for people before Christmas or during Christmas. So this year, I really want to thank the team that I worked with, as well as my husband. Right now, we are running up and down, still collecting goods, and we are still open to anyone who wishes to contribute to the underprivileged.
What kind of goods are you calling for this year's Christmas Care Fund? What should people bring?
We will be distributing clothing. There are some people who have given us rice, cooking oil, sugar, sweet, soap, drinks, live chickens, and a lot of things. So we are still open to any contributions right now.
And moving forward, how do you hope to continue such efforts? Of course, you are also implementing the Chitungwiza cleanup project.
I'm running stand-up cleanup campaign, Mararambini in brackets. What we are trying to do here is to work and improve Chitungwiza. So this is an ongoing project. We have decided that the mayors cannot just give underprivileged to people during Christmas. We are planning to give people after every 3 months.
That was the Chitungwiza mayoress Alice Mtoti speaking with reporter Tatenda Gumbo.
Listeners, please remember to send us your Christmas greetings to our mailbag on studio7@voanews.com so we can read your messages on air. Our address again, studio7@voanews.com.
You can also call our hotline +1 202-205-9942 and dial 11 when the phone is answered to leave us your voice message, which we can play on air. The number once again is +1 202-205-9942 and then dial 11 to leave your Christmas messages.
And in sports news, warning bells are ringing in the Zimbabwean camp as the Chevrons brace for the Cricket World Cup. Reporter Michael Cariati takes a look at Zimbabwe's preparations in the run-up to the World Cup.
There is optimism whenever a national team takes part in an international competition. But that is not the case as Zimbabwe prepares to take part in the 2015 Cricket World Cup to be held in New Zealand and Australia. Zimbabwe have named a virtually unknown team from the one that has just returned from a two-month tour of Bangladesh. Events leading to the World Cup have brought question marks over the overall strength team spirit, as well as Zimbabwe's capacity to sustain a realistic challenge at the Global Cricket Festival. A 3-0 test whitewash and a 5-0 one-day international slaughter at the hands of Bangladesh have even worsened the situation. Zimbabwe cricket chairman Wilson Manasseh himself says he's not happy with the performance of the team, adding that this is not good for the sport that enjoys so much following in the country. Renowned cricket analyst Dean Du Plessis says Zimbabwe's current form ahead of the World Cup is a recipe for disaster.
The point that Zimbabwe have been so comprehensively beaten is extremely disappointing, you know, and I think a lot of questions need to be asked.
What is worrying is the fact that most of Zimbabwe's batsmen are failing to reach double figures, with those who have managed to do so failing to go over 60 runs. Enoch Mchinjo of the Daily News thinks there are players scattered in foreign lands who are far much better than those who have been picked for the World Cup. Mchinjo thinks to acquire the shape required at international level, the international players should have been added into the squad despite the problems they've had in the past with Zimbabwe cricket.
Of course, there are a lot of players who are missing that would obviously have made the team.
Cricket follower Kelvin Mapasure thinks it is too early to judge Zimbabwe's performance. Mapasure says the chevrons should not be judged on the basis of their performance in Bangladesh. He says the conditions in that country and that of the World Cup hosting nations are far much different.
Preparations for the World Cup will be starting late, in fact.
Mapasure adds that Zimbabwe needs more games, especially at home, where conditions are the same to that of Australia and New Zealand, to build a strong side for the World Cup. He says Zimbabwe's invitation and participation in an earlier tournament where they will face the United Arab Emirates will give them a rough idea of what to expect at the World Cup.
They will only start preparing for the World Cup when they play in Dubai against Bangladesh and UAE, where they were invited.
Ironically, Zimbabwe are drawn in the same group with the United Arab Emirates. The same group also features India, South Africa, Ireland, Pakistan, and the West Indies. But Mchinjo thinks the chevrons do not stand a chance in this group, adding that they will be lucky to beat even the United Arab Emirates. He is of the opinion that coach Steve Mangongo lacks the experience required to handle a team at the World Cup level, suggesting that there is need to romp in extra heads in the coaching setup. Manasseh shares the same sentiments with Mchinjo, saying they will have a real look at the coaching department before the World Cup and see how best they can beef it up. Surely, the gap between Zimbabwe and other test-playing nations is widening, while on the other hand, the gap between Zimbabwe and the associate nations is closing. The chevrons still command a lot of following, but the way their results are going, it might not be long before the public starts losing patience. They have to start delivering acceptable results. There are some who believe that in their current form, Zimbabwe does not deserve to be among the test-playing nations. However, the World Cup presents the opportunity for the team to prove the critics wrong. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when Gibbs and Blessing will discuss with experts and you, the listeners, about the free legal clinics being offered by some lawmakers.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Now to recap today's top stories.
Less than a week before sacking former Vice President Joyce Mujuru from her position, President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF is tightening the screws as it tries to eject the late General Solomon Mujuru's widow from parliament.
A fast food giant, Chicken Slice, was today forced to pull down a billboard advertising its food in Bulawayo after locals expressed outrage over a wrong Ndebele spelling.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungamili and Standekile. This is Sandra Nyaira saying good night.
And I'm Chris Gande wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Sandra Locris lichona njani emakhaya yikudivana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 16 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo nguntungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
umthetho sibili weconstitution uyacho uAthikini section 129 xa ingaphambanisi ukuthi isikhundla umuntu anga appoint abe nguvice president nxa akathi ngump kumele athiye kump lobuya ngoba usoza kwenza ukuthi ube ngump ngapha uphinde ube nguvice president kwelizwe.
Unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru useza kuba lilunga nje lezanu PF njalo kasoze yavunyelwa ukuba lilunga ledale lephalamende kulandele ukuxotshwa kwakhe umsebenzi njengomsekeli kamongameli Mgabe.
Isipho sekuthiniwe bakhona abanye phakathi kwethu kungaba ngabantu kungaba ngamakampani njengoba utho abangakunandeleliyo ukuqakatheka ukuphatha abanye abantu kuhle nokuhlonipha amasiko abo.
Inkampani ethengisa ukudla eChicken Slice ibanjwa ngamandla okwethula ibhakane ebelilombiko okuhuga uZulu kobulawayo ukuthi athenge ukudla kwayo obungalotshwanga kuhle ngolimi lwesiNdebele.
Ngohlelo lwamasiko lenhlala kahle yabantu lamhla sikhuluma ngembali kaMoyo umnomzana Tafi Moyo obhubhe kobulawayo ngeviki edluleyo eseleminyaka elikhulu lasificaminembili i-108.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Owaye umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru useza kuba ngumuntu makhaza nje kubandla lezanu PF ongasilunga ledale lephalamende kulandela ukuxotshwa kwakhe umsebenzi njengomsekeli kamongameli Mgabe. Phansi kwesisekelo sombuso welizwe umuntu obengumongameli kumbe umsekeli wakhe kavunyelwa ukuba lesikhundla kumbe ukusebenza ngoba iphiwa iholo lakhe nguhulumende lanxa eyabe engasebenzi. Umujuru owayemela isigaba seMount Darwin waxotshwa ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli Robert ngumongameli Robert Mgabe emethesa amacala ambalwa abalisa elokufuna ukumgenqula esihlalweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Job Sibanda uphe uChris Gande weStudio 7 imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Umthetho sibili weconstitution uyatsho athi ngesection 129 xa ingaphambanisi ukuthi isikhundla umuntu anga appoint abe nguvice president nxa akathi ngump kumele athiye kump lobuya ngoba usoza kwenza ukuthi ube ngump ngapha uphinde ube nguvice president kwelizwe. So kuliqiniso ukuthi hayi isikhundla sakhe ngokubona kwami kasi sekho sokuba ngump kahle saphuma khonaphana appointwa kuba nguvice president. Utsho njalo umthetho, it's clear, akula kuthandabuza vele.
Kutsho ukuthi kuza kuba lokhetho na lokudinga omunye omela idale lephalamende.
Kuvele kutsho njalo ngoba phela isikhundla sokuthi sokube ingathi mina ukuthi umuntu aphubuka ngu-MP kwenzakala kaningi. Kwenzakala njengakhona lokho ukuthi umuntu a-appoint abe ngu-vice president, kwenzakala ukuthi umuntu abhubhe, kwenzakala ukuthi umuntu achiye nje kumba achiye ilizwe kumba aye kwenye indawo. Konke lokho kwenza ukuthi kube le vacancy ka-MP. So lakanye nxa njengoba wapoint uMjuru okusho ukuthi kuzaba le by election ku-constituency kumele kube njalo nxa kungalandela umthetho.
Manje kona emthethweni kuyayenza na ukubana ancintise laye adinge ukuba ngumuntu omela isigaba sakhe edalele ephalamende?
Akhangela umthetho we-constitution ukuthi wena nxa umuntu ekethe wathi
waba ngupresident welizwe kumbe waba nguvice president angaphuma kuleso sikhundla akavunyelwa umthetho kaumvumele ukuthi athole omunye umsebenzi ukuthi ame kumbe loba ngumbathi ayosebenza kwenye indawo kumbe amele njengakhona lokuthi engxenye afuna ukuthi abe ngu-MP wendawo kanye iboni mina ukuthi ngemva kokuba nguvice president welizwe angaphinda futhi athi yena no usefuna ukubuyela ukuthi ayekuba ngu-MP ngoba i-constitution okwakathesi mina ngokuyibala kwami ngokuyizwisisa kwami angiboni ukuthi iyamvumela ngibona ngani okwakho kwe-parliament nxangikhane okwakhe sokuphelile kuphelela khona.
Lo ngumnumzana Job Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho, ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni esekobulawayo.
Ekhulumeni enjalo, into endikuhamba ebantwini emphakathini, ngikhulumisana nathi ezakhamizi, kungaba kusemaphandleni, kungaba kusedolobheni, emalokishini. Sihlelo lwezibiza zingamamobile gratuity. Lihlelo lokuthi amagqwetha akathelehlele ehofisini elebela ukuthi abantu bazabuye ehofisini ngenhlupho yabo. Lihlelo lokuthi abantu amagqwetha yiwahambayo edinga abantu ekhulumisana ebafundisa mayelana ne-constitution mayelana nama.
Uxolo ngalokho sihlobo esithandekayo, siqhubeke ngezosuku. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo likaZulu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights iqhubekela phambili ngohlelo lokunceda abantu makhaza abengenelisi ukubhatalela indleko yamagqwetha. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso le unkosazana Irene Petras uthi uhlelo lolu lunceda kakhulu labo abehluleka ukuthola uncedo oluthiyeneyo kwezemithetho lamalungelo oluntu. UPetras uthi uhlelo lolu lujonge ukufundisa njalo abantu makhaza ngamalungelo abo. Uthi luzaqhutshelwa duzane lamadolobho amakhulu kanye lemaphandleni. Inhlanganiso le ike yenza uhlelo olufanayo ekuqaleni komnyaka lapho enceda khona abantu abanengi okumangalisayo ababelenhlupho ezichiyeneyo. Omunye walabo abakuhlelo lolu ngomnumzana Lizwe Jamela, igqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu, oxoxelo Gibbs Dube wo Studio 7 ngohlelo lolu.
Ukuhamba ebantwini emphakathini ngikhulumisana nathi ezakhamizi kungaba kusemaphandleni kungaba kusedolobheni emalokishini sihlelo lwezibiza zingamamobile gratuity lihlelo lokuthi amagqwetha akathelehlele ehofisini elebela ukuthi abantu bazabuye ehofisini ngenhlupho yabo. Lihlelo lokuthi abantu amagqwetha yiwahambayo edinga abantu ekhulumisana ebafundisa mayelana ne-constitution mayelana namalungelo abo ma abantu sebefundile yalakhuthi bekwanisa ukubona ukuthi hhayi babenhlupho ezifuna ukuthi zincedise nge-ofisi kube ezathatha khona ama-details aphathena nele-ofisi nokuthi bengenzani xa kuyukuthi amalungelo abo ayephuliwe.
Ye, masukhangela-ke abantu ababuyayo kuhlelo lolu baningi kanganani njalo babefisa ukuthi libancedise ngani?
Baningi kakhulu ukuthi vele bazedlula ama-100 ngoba I can say maybe 200 ama-session esiwayenzayo. Indaba ezivame ukuphuma kakhulu izindaba ezikhathelane nedaba lama-birth certificates, idaba lama-passports, indaba lezithupha, nendaba ezikhathelane nendaba lezindaba zemizwa. Ngoba ungakhangela abantu bayabe khandisana ukuthi nxa besiya ko-registra lapho kuthathwa khona izincwadi zemizwa, besiklasika bedilekela into ezininginingi ezifunakalayo. Abanye bakhona bayabe sebeshele ngabazali, abanye bakhona bayabe sebeshele izithupha zakhona zalahlele, ezinye zahlele endlini that's after independence.
Lo ngumnumzana Lizwe Jamela, igqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu, obekhuluma le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho umnumzana Job Sibanda.
Ngoba nxa unganazelela abantu abaningi abantu bakithi izikhathi eziningi imali yokuthi bayobona bayoyiconsulta ama-lawyers kayikho, iyabe ingekho. So ama-legal clinics lawa abayenzayo abenzelwa ukuthi labo abangenelisiyo ukuthi bakhokhe ifomeni zabo babe nakho ukuthi bayobona ugqwetha babuze noba yithi umbuzo abanayo. Ugqwetha abatsheni ukuthi ama-rights abo kuba amalungelo abo aninjani. Ububi nje ukuthi into le izikhathi eziningi yenzakala lapha emadolobheni ikanti uzabona ukuthi abantu abayibo abaneenkinga eziningi kakhulu ngabantu abasemakhaya abasemaphandleni. So labo bantu abasemaphandleni izikhathi eziningi abalutholi usizo abalufunayo, kodwa amaklinikhi la aloncedo sibili ayanceda bona laba abenelisayo ukuthi bayofika khona.
Ya, siyasibone ikakhulu kudaba olwama-wheel kungani abantu abazwisisi ukuthi ayenziwa njani njalo amele aye ngapha agcinwa ngapha leyo nto ezinjalo. Ubona ungani uZulu kumele afundiswe into ezinjalo?
Kakhulu ngoba into njenge-wheel yinto efikile engasiza loba yithi mubi loba ngophi umuntu nxa sekuthe kwasafika isikhathi sokuthi adlule. So abaningi njengoba usitsho kabakwazi ukuthi i-wheel ibhalwa njani nokuthi kuyini okumele, ngoba kule ndlela zangikhona ukuthi abafakazi kumele bafakaze njani, kumele basayine ngapi iwili yakhona, yena uma abhale iwili kumele asayine ngapi. So izinto zonke lezo kumele ukuthi abantu abakuthi bayatshelwa baziswe, into eqakathekileyo kakhulu. Kuphela imawili kuphela, amawili ngokunye lakho lokho okuqakathekileyo. Kuba khona ikakhulu nalokho ikakhulu khona lokho kwama-deceased estates nakho futhi ogogo abaningi abahlelokazi abaningi abazi ukuthi benze njani.
Umnumzana Job Spanda yingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho njalo uligqwetha obexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Owake waba ngumphathintambo wezemali kuhulumende womanyano owayengowebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Dendai BT wethekelela elemelika phansi kohlelo lwezifundi zenhlanganiso i-Center for Global Development yakhonapha e-Washington DC. Inhlanganiso le iqoqe ingxoxo-mpikisano lapho umnumzana BT akhuluma ngokuphathelane lokusebenza kwakhe njengomphathintambo wezemali kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2009 kusiya ku-2013. Umnumzana Bethi ukhulume ngezikhubeko adibana lazo emsebenzini wakhe njengoba lo kwakunguhulumende owayebunjwa ngamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisanayo awabanjwa ngamandla okusebenza ndawonye. Ukhulume ngobunzima adibana labo emzameni yokuthuthukisa inotho ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho eziningi ezigoqela ukugugudeka lokutshabalala komnotho, ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla, ukwehla kwamandla edola leZimbabwe okwagcina kubamba ilizwe ngamandla okusebenzisa imali zakwamanye amazwe ezigoqela idola leMelika, irandi leSouth Africa, ipula leBotswana kanye leyeni yakwele China. Okunye kungasebenzi kuhle kwengatsha zikahulumende kanye lamankampani kahulumende, ukuqonga kwemisebenzi yokungethembeki, i-corruption lokudonselana nje kwezombusazwe kweziphathamandla zamabandla awezanu-PF le-MDCT ngoba beleziqondiso zombusazwe ezichiyeneyo.
Inkampani ethengisa ukudla e-Chicken Slice namhla yethu le ibhakane ebelilombiko okuhuga uZulu ukuthi athenge ukudla kwayo obungalotshwanga kuhle ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Inkampani le igxile eHarare njalo ivule ikhefa layo lakuqala koBulawayo ngomgqibelo. Kubhakane layo i-Chicken Slice ibilobe ukuthi umkwenyana uqobo uyabuya le-Chicken Slice. Isipele sebala elithi umkhwenyana besingaqondanga ngoba u-H ubengekho. Wona lumbiko lawo bungaqondanga njalo ingcwethi kulimi lwesiNdebele zithi umbiko oqondileyo ubumele ube ngothi umkhwenyana oqotho ubuya le-Chicken Slice. Ukuphanjaniswa kwalumbiko kucunule abantu abakhuluma ulimi lwesiNdebele abanengi okubangele ukuthi inkampani le yethu le ibhakane leli namhla ifake elilotshwe ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Maningi amankampani asecunule abantu abakhuluma isiNdebele ngokuloba izipele zalolu limi kubi. Amankampani la agoqela iNet1. Ugwalo lokuhambisa i-passport lalo lulezipele zesiNdebele ezilotshwe kakubi. Abanye abakhuluma ulimi lwesiShona labo bakhala ngokuthi ziningi izipele zalolu limi ezingalotshwanga kuhle. Sixoxele ngcwethi kulimi lwesiNdebele njalo owaloba isichazamazwi sesiNdebele umnumzana Samukele Hadebe.
Bakhona abanye phakathi kwethu kungaba ngabantu kungaba ngamakampani njengoba utsho abangakunandeleliyo ukuqakatheka ngokuphatha abanye abantu kuhle nokuhlonipha amasiko abo. Ulimi, amasiko nezipele izinto ezifundwayo ngakho ozalwa esazi ulimi. Okuthi ukuthi uma usehlula isipele okumele ukwenze ukubuza ufundise.
Lithi udubo lusemankampanini asuke aqatshe abantu abangazi ulimi.
Loba umuntu engalwazi ulimi kufanele alufunde. Ngakho ozalwa esazi ulimi. Udubo ngumuntu ongafuni ukufunda, hathi ukungazi. Nxa ungazi usokumele ufunde. Uma ungasafuni ukufunda, pho uzakwenza njani ulimi, uzakhuluma njani nabantu. Ikakhulu lo ozama ukubukisa, ohuga abantu ukuthi bazothenga. Ubuye ufake ulimi ngendlela echopha abantu, equbula ulaka ebantwini, kutsho ukuthi injongo yakho awusayisele.
Ngisho lakuhulumende udubo lolu lukhona, ziningi ingwalo zikahulumende ezilotshwe izipele ezingayisizo. Ngisho le passport ugwalo lokuhambisa lithini ngalokho?
Lokho kuveza ukungazihloniphi njengesizwe nokungahloniphi ezinye izizalwane zesizwe. Kumele sifunde ukuzihlonipha thina, sihloniphane njalo sonke njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe, sihloniphe ukuthi silamasiko amaningi, sile ndimi eziningi, silabantu ngokuhlukana ngemihlobo langendimi. Sikuhloniphe khonokho, sikunanzelele ukuthi ukuze sikuhloniphe kumele sizame ukuthi sifunde ukuthi ulimi oluthile luphatha njani, isiko lakhona liphatha njani, likhulunywa njani, lilotshwa njani. Lapho-ke lolo sipho oluchazayo ye luyatholakala lengwalweni ekufanele ukuthi ngabe liphuma ngolimi oluqondileyo ukuthole ukupiliza.
Umnumzana Samukele Hadebe ingcwethi kulimi lwesiNdebele njalo nguye owaloba isichazamazwi sesiNdebele.
Oya ngumgcini sihlalo webandla leZANU-PF eMathebeleland South umnumzana Andrew Langa uthi uzimisele ukusebenzelana lenkokheli entsha ezakhethwa esigabeni sakhe kulandela ukuxotshwa kulesi sikhundla. Ngenyanga edluleyo esetheswa icala lokusebenzelana lo wayengumsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru, yena obikwa wayezama ukugenqula umbuso kamongameli Mugabe. Abanye njalo abagcini sihlalo bezigaba zaleli bandla abayisitshiya kalolunye elizweni kanye labaphathi ntambo bakahulumende abayisitshiya Nkalombili labo baxotshwa ezikhundleni zabo besetheswa icala elifanayo. Umnumzana Langa walile ukukhuluma ngamacala awetheswayo kanye labanye bakhe njalo uthi okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ibandla lakhe liphume liqinile ngamandla emhlanganweni weCongress yalo esanda okwedlula.
Kuhamba kuhle kakhulu kuZANU-PF. Nethemba uyakwazi ukuthi amaviki amabili aphelileyo iZANU-PF kade ile Congress eHarare. Lapho okukhethwe khona uGushungu waba nguye u-First Secretary weZANU-PF, njalo okukhethwe khona umama uDr. Desmond Mugabe waba umama wokuqala kube umama. Kwasekuzokhethwa njalo uMinister uMnangagwa njengo-Vice President weZimbabwe, njalo ngu-Vice President weparty, njalo kunewethu Mpoko laye wangena njengo-Vice President weparty, njalo njengo-Vice President welizwe leZimbabwe. Konke lokhu mina kuyangithokozisa ngoba kuyatshengisa ukuthi ibandla lethu liyaqina lisiyaphambili. Thina njengamaZimbabweans, whether okuZANU-PF mba okuZANU-PF, silokholo olukhulu kubukhokheli lobungcitshi obanikwa uPresident Mugabe nguNkulunkulu. Therefore sikhona ukuthi simsekele, sisebenzelaye ukuze iparty yethu ikhule iye khatshana. Njalo siyabonga ukukhethwa kukamkhokheli wethu o-former minister sengu-Vice President uMnangagwa, njalo lo ngokukhethwa kukaMpoko. Konke lokhu ajengisa ukubana khona iparty yethu iyaqina iyakhula isitya phambili. Kwiprovinsi mina engivela kuyo iMatsaos ngizasebenza kakuhle njalo closely lalabo abakhokhela le iprovinsi. Okuzathiwa nguye osakhokhela le iprovinsi ngizamnika isupport yami okwenzela ukubana khona iparty yethu iqine isitya phambili.
Ye, kodwa lithini ngalokho okwenzakalayo ukuthi kwaxotshwa unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru labanye kwakuthiwa kungani lalisebenza laye? Liyakwamukela lokho kumbe lithi latheswa icala elivele lingekho?
Hhayi, angifuni ukukhuluma ngalokho, kodwa abantu abaficakala bele cala lokuzama ukulimaza umkhokheli welizwe ayisibo bantu abaqondileyo. Sibo bantu abaqondileyo, yeah. Lokho I want to be very, very clear. Yikho ngithe khona mina ngiyamsekela kakhulu umongameli, nelunga lephathi njalo ngizayisebenzela iZANU-P F kuze kube lanini, kuze kube lanini. Lokho kwabanye ongibuza khona, hayi, canazele, fonela bona.
Lo mnumzana Andrew Langa omela insiza North Italy Parliament njalo engumphathi ntambo kahulumende obona ngezemidlalo lamasiko ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Kulife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela umsebenzo oqhutshwa ngamagqwetha alwela amalungelo oluntu okupha uzulu imfundiso kanye lethuba lokubuza ngokuphathelane le mithetho kanye le kungelambatalo i-Free Legal Clinic.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Awin ribawa silale mawin ribawa silale mawin silale mawin
kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhlanje sikhuluma ngembali kamuyi umnumzana Tafi Moyo obhubhele kobulawayo ngeviki edluleyo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu lasifica mnembili 108 years. Umoyo obesaziwa kakhulu kwezamasiko ezombangaze kanye lezemidlalo wenguqu. Wathi esiba leminyaka elikhulu wenza idili elikhulu kakhulu kobulawayo lapho anconywa khona ngomongameli Mgabe esithi wanceda kakhulu ilizwe ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Umuyi wayenika abalwa impi yenkululeko uncedo lwempahla etshiyeneyo kanye lemali. Umoyo owayelamabhizimusi atshiyeneyo kobulawayo waphiwa isicoco saphezulu saleli dolobho esokukhululeka ese-Freedom of the City ngoba wayengumuntu wabantu. Imsebenzi yakhe kayipheleli lapho. Wayengomunye wabantu abavuselela iqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders Football Club. Eyachiywa ngamadodana enkosi umzilikazi kaMachobana u-Albert Lawrence Khumalo abasuka elizweni baya kwele South Africa. Ngesikhathi leso iqembu leli lalisaziwa ngokuthi yiLions Football Club. Umuyi walithatha iqembu leli walifaka endlini yakhe elokitshini lemzilikazi lapho abadlali ababegqokela khona bengakayi enkundleni yenguqu. Ukuze sihlaziye imbali kamuyi uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukhulume lomtaka Moyo, unkosazana Beauty Moyo lomnumzana Peter Zwide Kalanga Khumalo ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu.
Kuhlungu kakhulu mntanami, kufanisa nje ngokuthi nje silahlekelwe ngobuhlungu ngoba ubaba besitakhile beyikho konke mntanami. Kube le minyaka eyi-108 eselebrethe OSC 108 ngoJuni.
Ye, lina la kubona ukuthi kujoni khona okunqazi kukhangele
ukuphila okwesikhathi esingaka.
Ye, ye.
Yithi kuyisibusiso esimangalisayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu besinikile ubaba isikhathi sonke lesi waze wakhula waba ngaka usithiyele umthombo wolwazi ngempela. Ngibona ngani ukuthi sifundisile konke sifane impi indlela esimele siphile ngayo.
Sibuye kuwe baba Khumalo, ubona njani udaba lolu baba? Nxa sukhangela ukuthi ubaba umoyo kade ngumuntu okade ngumuntu wabantu, ngene ebantwini vele angene lasebholeni kuHighlander lapha. Ye.
Ye, ube ngaphezulu kokuba ngumuntu wabantu. Ngoba nxa singathi ngumuntu wabantu, sabe sitsho ngokuthi abantu bebemthanda njalo ethanda ukungena ebantwini asebenze labo. Kodwa yena ube ngaphezu kwalokho ngokuthi ube ngumuntu omdala olobudala obedlula lobo thina esibaziyo. Lokho sathwebulwa yingwe asikaze sikuhlanganele ukuthi umuntu uyaphila aze afike iminyaka le ubaba uthathi ubaba umoyo ayenelisileyo. Ngakho ube lidlozi labantu besintwini, ube ngumuntu omdala abantu bonke akade behamba kuye babuzisise ngokuthi izinto ziphathe kanjani. Njengoba iHighlander eyinsika eyingxenye yensika yobuntu bamaNdebele, nayo ube phakathi kwayo njalo esazakala njengomuntu omdala ongalandwa abuzisiswe ngokuthi izinto zikhazizwe ngendlela abantu. Njalo phakathi kwesigaba semathebeleleni kobulawayo lapha kade ihlala khona kukakhulu nalapha lapha aphuma khona azalwa khona, ubesazakala umuntu omdala ukuthi umuntu ohloniphekayo, umuntu obelothando, umuntu odabule inhliziyo zabantu ngokuthi size usegodeni. Kanti engxenye inkosi ilamule ngoba ubesegunile umuntu omdala, njalo ubengakumela kuze kube nini kanti.
Ye, so nxa sesikhuluma lapha-ke ubaba uKhumalo utshile ukuthi ubaba uthe sebhubha lawe ukutshilo futhi ukuthi ubesele iminyaka eyi-108, akusitshela ukuthi ufikise njani khonapha iminyaka enje? Ube sidlani, ubethanda into ezinjani?
Wayenganathi, yinto engiyazi. Wanatha ngo-1964 mna ngiqale ukufundisa lapho engiyakukhumbula kuhle. Nokuthi ube ngumuntu othanda ukudla ukudla kwesintu isikhathi esiningi. Yebo, bekudla kwesikhiwa but okwesintu obekuqakathekisa, ngayefikile obekufisa ukuthi adle ukudla kwesintu.
Ye, nxa sithi ukudla kwesintu lapha sikhangela ukudla okunjani?
Sikhangela ukudla okunjengabonofi, onkobe, isithala senyawuthi, amasi, into ezinjengazo nalezo.
Ye, baba Khumalo, uyamusa udadewethu lapho uyakhuluma. Ukudla okunjalo kwesintwini kuvele kunceda kanganani umzimba nxa sukhangela?
Abahlala ekhaya baphila isikhathi eside kakhulu.
Ehe.
Ngoba ukudla abakudlayo ukudla okuqinisa imzimba, hathi okuvuthisa umzimba ucine usungutakataka. Yikho nxa udadethu esitsho nje njengobaba umoyo ngumuntu omdala okuzekeliso wokuthi impilakahle abantu bafanele bayeziphathe ngandlela bani. Kuyeneliseka ukuthi umuntu aphile isikhathi eside abantu abade bengasicabangeli nendlela yokukhetha ukudla lokhu akukhethayo akudlayo. Njalo ukudla kwekhaya abantu abaningi bakukhangela njengokuthi yikudla okungahlambulukanga, kodwa abapheki bakho abayibo abakwaziyo ukuthi kukhethwa kanjani lokhu kudla, bayakwazi ukuthi kudla okwelula umzimba, okuqinisa umzimba, kwenze ukuthi ungabi buthakathaka, umzimba ungalubhali masinyane kuyini. Konokho okuqambileyo udadewethu okuyikudla kwesintwini, sibathila abanye badla amaqimbi, abanye badla inyama, kodwa inyama yakhona bayenze ivuthe kakhulu, amasi umhlaba, amajodo.
Ye, siyawuza kakhulu Khumalo, kodwa isikhathi sethu siyachova lapha mamoyo. Ye, nxa sesingakhuluma ngamasiko esintu, singathi ubaba umoyo ulitshiyele isiko elinjani elingathi lina leli ligugu lethu lesintwini?
Isiko elikhulukazi esilithelwe ngubaba lisiko lothando. Ubaba ungasifundisanga ukuthi uthande umuntu, usifundise ukuthi sibe luthando ngokwalo. Ngoba nxa uthanda umuntu uyaqalisa ukukhetha ukuthi uthandalo lwana ngemthatha, uthi thanda umuntu wonke into yakudala. Lokuthi ukuziphatha, uzihloniphe, uzehlise ebantwini, izi zinto babe bezigakathekisa kakhulu.
Uyazwela lawo Khumalo, vele asisele amaningi ngokutsho. Vala uhlelo baba, ukhulumile udadewethu.
Yebo, umzamo uqinisile nxa yisena ube lothando, njalo okunye nginazelelayo mina bengihlangana laye kakhulu ngoba ubethethe ubabakazi uMadube ngithi mkhwenyethu sixoxisane kodwa ubethi nxa exoxa lami ngimbone exoxa labanye abantu akhanye baqakathekisa njengabantu abadala kumbe abantu abakhulu lanxa bengabantu abangabantwana.
Lapho sizwe ingxoxo phakathi kwengcweti kwezamasiko esintu mnumzana Peter Zwidekala ngakhumalo lonkosazana Beauty Moyo kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngintungamili Nkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanga lilale.